What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wait, 22, right? Episode 22?
Yes.
Episode 22. Coming for you. I'm Drake.
All right, you're on the beat
so,
now.
So, yeah, boots.
So it's got to be like 22.
This is our worst song.
Oh man, is this our worst song?
This is our worst song.
Oh man. All right, for context, everybody, I said let's do a mumble rap. Let's do a mumble rap intro, but it's not working. So we're gonna like wiki. We're gonna change the track to something totally random. Let's just do something else.
Beastie Boys. Style.
Yeah, it's episode 22. Yeah,
we're coming for you.
Episode 22.
Yeah,
we're coming for you.
That was actually
that
pretty
was
good.
A great one.
That
okay.
was a great one.
I'm glad we pivoted at the end.
You know what we should start doing is like we should just start imitating bands. We'll be like, oh, this is the whatever song. Yeah.
So today was the first day in our new arc of
Rick Astley
specifically
episode.
Imitating bands and doing
episode
parodies.
23. No, well, that's for the episode 23 song. So, but now you know what? Now they know
you're
what
no to
expect
to podcasts.
Now they know what's to expect for the episode 23 song, which is cool.
Yeah,
they've never known beforehand, but that you have because we all know it.
Yeah, well, it's the most famous song.
It's the most
the
famous song, but now they really know what to expect.
Well, we like the Beastie Boys. I'm glad.
That was the first concert I ever went to.
Oh, that's great. I'm
before
glad.
He died.
Oh, that is... Well, I assume before he died.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because, well, I think... I don't know if they still do shows now.
I think... I don't know. I assume they're retired and doing fine based on their... Massive 1990
so sad, though,
success.
Right?
Yes.
Man, we started.
What are we starting out on sad stuff?
I was like, wow, man, Beastie Boys.
Man, well, if we start on sad stuff, maybe the episode will slowly build
happier.
Towards happy stuff. Maybe we're working on a bit of a formula right now. Like,
it's got me thinking about Linkin Park too.
God damn it. Are we just thinking about like musicians who have died?
We just talked about killing ourselves.
Yeah, but that
episode,
was on the last episode.
Yeah.
This is a new one. We could certainly
kill. On the mind. It's on the mind.
Some musicians just want to take the fast pass through
life. Yeah. I mean, being a musician is a fast pass in a way. Being an entertainer is a fast pass.
Being an entertainer is rough. It's very stressful.
Yeah. Oh, no,
People don't understand.
Life's hard, you guys.
How stressful it is for me specifically.
Yeah.
Even though in the last episode I talked about how wonderful my life was and how I have many friends and family, I should really make you more engaged parasocially with me by talking about how depressed I am and how the pressure.
Yeah.
You guys don't know the pressure to try and be as funny and awesome as I am all the time. Like, it must be hard for you too.
No, I was like, are you being sincere?
No,
or I was like,
not
are you
being
joking?
Sincere. I'm definitely
okay,
because
I was like, yeah, no. Yes. sometimes people ask me, they'll be like, when you make a video, like, are you just laughing the whole time? Like, you write these scripts when you're recording yourself? Are you just like, how many times do you break character? How many times do you laugh? I was like, guys, when I'm recording, I'm like, I want to fucking fast pass out of here. I'm like, I recording is like just the most like, I'm like, oh god, it's like how you feel about work is how I feel, and not, I don't want them to think that I'm not enjoying
This. You're not you're like, I don't want them to think I'm not enjoying it, but when I do it, I want a fast pass.
I want a fast pass out of here. Yeah.
I mean, to the best of my knowledge, that makes it seem like you don't enjoy it. I think you enjoy all the process of creating it and all the fruits of your labor.
It's hard being a creative because you that relies on like just being creative. Because yeah, I mean, like the cool thing about your situation is that like you have another job. Sure. You have another skill set.
Correct.
That you could fall back on. Correct. If you needed to. I'm only funny.
Yeah, and if you're only relying on that.
And so I'm only relying on my brain cooperating with me and being like writing scripts, being funny all the time. So I'm like, I'll wake up and be like, oh, man, I'm so burnt out. So a lot of time I'm like churning out like content because I'm like, well, I have to do this.
But you're also filming yourself and editing and lighting
editing
yourself.
And like, stuff, yeah.
I feel like the burnout doesn't come from the thing you love to do. I feel like the burnout comes from the fact that you're essentially operating as every other member of your sort of entourage. You know, obviously you are your own videographer, your own editor, your own writer. Like you know, it kind of sucks. You know what I mean? If you could compress it to the things you liked, which is acting basically, I think you'd enjoy it more. Like
If I had someone be like, do this, I would be like, great.
Yeah. And that's, I feel like that's sort of where a lot of
having
creators
to come up
are.
With ideas all the time is like stressful. Cause I'll be like part of why I doom scroll is just to find out what people are talking about and mm-hmm. just like find out what's like what I should be, you know, like I'm like, okay, Mudang. I'm like,
everybody loves Mudang. Let's fucking go.
I haven't made it yet. Maybe by the time this episode comes out, the sketch will also be out. But I wrote a sketch about someone trying to kill themselves.
God damn it. Fast pass.
And then, because I have a bit that I do every now and then where like someone's trying to jump off a building and then the cop is like being
snarky.
Hey, don't do it. Yeah. Like, and it's like a bit that I do. Those videos actually do pretty well.
Yo, they do really well. I feel like you haven't done one in a while.
Yeah, but I'm going to because okay, I'm cool. going to do Mudang. It's going to be like, listen, if you kill yourself now, you're not going to be able to watch Mudang grow up. Slippery son of a bitch. Yeah,
that's
I'm like,
funny.
Come on. Think about Mudang. All the memes that you'll miss out on.
Tons of memes.
Tons of Mudang memes.
Yeah, that's a good reason to stay alive.
Stay alive from Mudang, guys.
Because yeah, it is funny.
It is funny. Yeah. The Mudang.
Crazy hippo, man.
Crazy
captured
hippo.
Captured all of our hearts.
Yeah.
Going to be a dangerous adult.
No, because he's a pygmy hippo. The pygmy hippos aren't as dangerous. It's the big hippos.
Oh, really? So he'll only be medium dangerous.
Two different
dangerous.
Species. Pygmy hippos are like river hippos or something. They're like the small kind of slippery guys.
I wonder if you just mentioned Mudang on a podcast, will it get a million views? Just
Mudang.
By virtue of talking about Mudang?
Mudang.
The cutest, slipperiest, angriest little...
Mudang. This is a really good episode.
Yeah, Mudang. Algorithm. Mudang. Wait
Mudang.
A second.
Algorithm. Mudang.
Hashtag Mudang.
Hashtag Mudang.
Mudang
interest. Algorithm.
Mudang. How would the AI choose to recommend us?
I like how we went from what a weird fucking episode. We went from kind of like the trials and tribulations of being like
a musician,
of being an artist and being like, oh, I have to be funny and into being like Mudang.
Well, we're trying to trick the YouTube algorithm into sending us
this
to
is what it is
watch,
to be a comedian.
Who watch Mudang.
We're like, okay, well, now I gotta make Mudang jokes.
Can't stick to your old fast pass jokes. Those are last week.
Last
now
week.
It's all
yeah,
about
yeah.
the people
Mudang.
Wanting to hear Mudang.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Oh, you got your Mudang line?
Dude, I got like three Mudang jokes, man, but they're illegal. We
fucking, they're illegal.
You got to buy them. Yeah, got that new Mudang?
Yeah, Mudang.
I haven't seen a Mudang meme in like 3 minutes. Did I see something? Yo, how about this? I've seen that one. That was all over Reddit. Yeah. Give me a different Mudang meme.
I got Mudang in my jacket. Yeah.
Is that a real Mudang?
Hey, kids.
Yo, that looks like AI Mudang. Fuck you. I want the real shit.
Yeah, AI Mudang.
Dude, once they create AI Mudang, we're toast.
We're toast.
That's going to be the end. Once we can't tell the difference between the real angry slippery Mudang and the AI generated
version. Yeah, once Harris HQ starts talking about Mudang, that's
over.
Kamala Harris. Yeah, once... And we're like, oh, joke's over. Kamala Harris is like, Mudang, right, you guys? That's all she has to do. Kamala Harris, if you're listening.
Yeah, Kamala, take this as free advice. Just
Kamala
say,
Harris, all you have to do to win the election, just go fucking Mudang, right?
She would stop like a major speech, be like, when I am president, I will restrict tax cuts for the wealthy and Mudang, am I right? Anyhow, foreign policy. That would be. Yes, the next set of elections is going to be won by who can reference memes the fastest. It's just the debates are just going to be a brain rot competition.
I hate this country.
It's like,
so
hey,
much.
All right, Mr. President, do you think Mudang is more timeless than Pepe? Go. Well, I think there are a lot of Mudang followers in this country. Oh, but Pepe's been around for a long time.
They're going to be like, Mudang or Pesto?
Whoa.
Do you know Pesto?
No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, he doesn't fucking know. Guys,
I'm not
what a
deep
fucking
enough.
Idiot. Guys, this is just a me and you conversation right now. This fucking idiot doesn't know about Pesto. Can you believe him?
All right.
We're all laughing at Brad right now, right? Everyone who's listening in.
Senator, could you please do a rebuttal on Ms. Potenza?
Okay.
Pesto is not a new meme. Pesto was bought off by the big corporations and is being shoved in front of your face so you forget about Mudang, okay? Did you know that the Pesto company laid off 35,000 workers last year? 35,000 American workers, that's right. Pesto wants to ship your memes overseas. I want to keep the meme-making factories here in America. All right, very good, Senator. Very good, very
okay,
good.
Okay, so now I'm going to fucking...
Wait, is Pesto a real thing or were you screwing with me?
Yeah, no, Pesto is a real thing.
I don't
know
what you're talking about. I thought you were doing a bit where you were pretending to be...
This is Pesto.
Oh, it's a penguin.
Yeah, it's a penguin that was just born.
Oh, you think that penguin's going to take out Mudang?
No, they're not... They're allies. They're allies. They're happening at the same time.
But who's your favorite?
Don't ask me that.
It's got to be Mudang.
No, but what I love about Pesto. So Pesto is the largest. I have to show you a video.
Tell me the factoids about Pesto. Okay, Stanzi, what is Pesto?
Pesto is the largest emperor penguin that has ever been born in captivity, I think.
And you think that this penguin is cuter than Mudang?
I'm not saying it's cuter. Pesto
you sort of are.
Penguin.
For those of you listening on
look at Pesto.
Spotify, it's
so
a very
Pesto.
Cute, very
but he's
silly
huge.
Looking
he's huge.
Chonker of
yeah,
a...
He's like enormous. So like...
Penguin.
Yeah, so he's like...
He's chunky.
He's chunky. He's huge. He's
we
like,
do
he
love
like,
our chunky penguins.
Yeah, he towers over...
All other penguins.
All, like his parents... He's like, and so I bought a penguin costume a couple of days ago.
That's that tracks.
To make joke about, because he basically like he towers over his parents. Mm-hmm. He's a huge, huge, huge fucking penguin, but he's still furry because he's a baby.
Yeah.
So he like like egg gets cracked. And he's just like, Mom, Dad, I've been born. Like, I'm here. I'm here. It's me, Pesto. Mom, Dad. Like, he's just so big.
Yeah, he's huge.
You don't get this bit because you're not.
Because I'm not a Pesto fan. I feel like if I had emotion, check it out. I feel like if I had emotional investment in Pesto, I would have laughed a lot at that. But what you got out of me was.
I think that you guys listening, you get it. You guys get that Pesto is kind of just like this giant penguin being just like, it's me, Pesto the penguin. I am 3 days old.
I'm sure this is very funny to people. Look, I want to laugh. I want to be part of the Pesto meme.
You should fucking fast pass your way out of here.
I feel like I just haven't been introduced.
You're really behind the times, because if you don't know about Pesto.
Oh, geez. Am I getting old?
Yeah, because if you're like.
You're right. I should know. I should have my hand on the pulse of this.
I can't
shit.
Believe you fucking don't know about Pesto. That is like really crazy. I'm like kind of disappointed in you.
What was it this week?
It's been like 2 weeks, Brad.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Brad, mooding and Pesto have been happening at the same time.
I was in Iowa, and then I had my brains melted by my wonderful surprise party. I still have just literally yesterday did I feel good enough from recovering from my surprise party to go party again on Friday night. I finally worked up the strength. All week I rested. I had the surprise party. Everybody loved. We went to Knott's Berry Farm. Everybody was happy. All my friends told me how much they appreciated me, and I told them how much I appreciated them. And then 5 days later, I'm like, back on the saddle.
That was pre-Pesto, though.
That was pre-Pesto. Now Stonzy hates me and wants to not hang out with me anymore because apparently I've violated some sacred code.
They're talking about it being like the Knights at the Round Table.
So?
That's like the joke, adorable. Like mudang, Pesto, and you don't even know about the baby rhino.
That was just born. Oh, is he a chonker?
He's a little cute little rhino.
Okay.
He's not a chonker, but he's a little baby.
So we haven't assigned personality characteristics to him yet?
I don't know. He looks like he's a tough guy and he's good. Do a good job.
So 2025 is the year of cute baby animals being born and joining a round table with Mudang.
We're like holding on to it because it's like... Everyone wants to fast pass out of here.
So we spend the time talking about who's funnier, Mudang.
We're like, man, life's so tough. Let's all hyperfixate on these cute baby animals that are being born because life is so hard.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Life is so dreary and depressing that you need the maximum amount of serotonin your brain can produce. And looking at the cutest like animals ever, like we live, you know, it can make you think for a second, we live in an amazing time because if Mudang were born in like the 1800s, you couldn't see Mudang. Could you imagine being like
people are flying out to Thailand to go, someone posted a video and they go, I got barricade for Mudang.
I got barricade?
Yeah, you don't know what that means?
What is that?
Guys, this is another...
What the? Barricade?
Yeah, like when you go to a concert.
You get barricaded, like pushed up against the barricades?
That means you're in the front.
Got it.
Guys, can you believe this guy?
Wait, Mudang has barricades?
That was the joke.
Oh, God fucking damn it.
They were in the front.
Yeah, I'm getting old, man. Jesus Christ, Brad. So someone actually flew to Thailand to see Mudang from America.
Of course.
Oh, okay. You know what? It seems like a reasonable expenditure of money because life is depressing and the only thing that makes us feel better is seeing the cutest animals alive. And it's very bad that people in like the 1800s, if a Mudang was born or a Pesto was born, you couldn't see that thing.
You will be happier once you know about Pesto.
Okay, I'll look into Pesto.
Yeah, look up Pesto.
Should I look into it right now? I feel like this is affecting our friendship.
It is affecting our friendship.
Show me the
Brad.
Best Pesto meme now.
Pesto penguin.
So for those of you listening at home, Stonzy's currently on her cell phone trying to find a photo of what I assume to be is an oversized penguin chick. The humor of this penguin chick comes from its fuzziness, despite it being larger than all other penguins.
See, look at it. Yeah, you gotta get it.
Okay, it's really funny. It's really funny. Okay, guys.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So what just happened? She showed me, bookmark that, send that to me.
Okay.
Wait.
So, he gets it. He gets it, guys. Guys, we just watched Enlightenment happen.
He's so puffy. That's pretty funny.
Okay, he gets it. Are you lying?
Why would I be lying? I'm almost crying in tears. Yes. I'm not that great an actor. People think I'm a good liar. Like, no, I'm actually kind of a shit actor.
He is, you know, you're right.
Yeah, yep, yep. I'm not a good actor. Ugh, so I'm not lying. I thought that was legitimately funny. That was a legitimate laugh, man. Yeah. I feel like if I faked that laugh, you would have called me out for it.
Yeah.
It would have been legit.
Yeah, he would have been
how
like,
about this? How about this? Show me something that's, show me. Wait.
Show you something that's what, something not that's funny?
Show me something that's not funny. Amanda. Wait, that's actually funny though, because it's Pesto. Yes. Wait, show me something I'm not supposed to laugh at. Never mind. I was going to demonstrate to the audience how bad my fake laugh is.
All I thought, I was like, something you're not supposed to laugh at? All I thought about was the Holocaust.
Oh, God damn it.
I was like, do I just pull up a swastika and just be like, don't laugh at this?
I wouldn't have laughed at that. Yeah, I don't think that would have been the ideal example.
Something you're not supposed to laugh at.
Yeah,
show me something I'm not supposed to laugh at.
I feel like I wanted
at.
To show the audience how bad I am at fake laughing. Like, if you showed me that and I fake laughed, you would have called me up because my fake laugh is like, ha, 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 ha. See, it's not very good. It's not from the heart. You would have called me out for that in like seconds.
Yeah, I show Brad a swastika and he just goes, ha, 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 ha.
That would, you'd know that was a fake laugh and I'd be very sad behind the laugh. Yeah. Are we still talking about pesto and mudang?
I think we're talking about the Holocaust.
Oh, I guess we're talking about the Holocaust now. Man, the
Holocaust.
They're
all, you know how
the
they're
Holocaust
all,
was rough.
You know how they're all intertwined.
Yeah. That was a rough time. What do you want me to do if we're supposed to play this free thought?
Yeah, oh, geez.
I'm glad I can see Mude.
I'm glad it's over.
Glad it's over, for
you
sure.
Know, I saw this tweet. So stupid.
Go ahead, hit me.
It's not about the Holocaust. It's about 9/11.
Got it. What's the tweet?
Someone goes, I'm a 9/11 last responder. I just got here. Seems like it's already been taken care of.
That's pretty funny. Did that tweet get a lot of likes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good joke.
I think it was stolen from someone else,
oh,
but it was like.
It is.
But whoever did the original one, hey, good job, man. That was funny. It made me laugh.
I'll tell you, it does depress me knowing how many people simply steal old tweets that like went viral in like 22 and go nuts on them. And everyone's like, wow, you're so funny and amazing. And I'm like, God damn it. I'm the kind of bitter guy who I'll see the account post it and I'll be like, that you're not funny. That's not you. That's not your style. And I Google it and it's immediate like 2021 tweet, 2022 iFunny meme or something. And I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I am breaking down because that's like, if for them to get like 30 million views on that, like that's a good payout. Like, especially if it's on fucking Facebook. So like, that's the job in the morning. Wake up, browse through, you know, top tweets of 2021. Just fucking do that. And then you're done. And then that's your work for the day. As opposed to driving to pick up your friend Stanzi, who's a little late coming out of the house and she wants to get a drink from Target. Then you got to drive out of the podcast studio and then record and then drive an hour back in traffic. Like, that's what other people have to do. I would love to just steal jokes.
maybe we should have gotten the fast pass.
Should have gotten the fast pass.
Yeah.
That I do like that. For those of you wondering who maybe skipped over episode 21.
For whatever reason, idiots, no, because that was the best episode.
That was a very good episode. This one's pretty good too.
This one's pretty good too. It's been a little wonky. We've been kind of all over the place.
We went a little weird there.
But, we started off dark, went to Mudang, went back to dark. Kind of, we're in this place.
We're knocking out Mudang, the Holocaust. Like, what are we going to discuss?
We got to get it all out there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we're at this point, we're really trying to trick the YouTube algorithm. It's like, well, the algorithm's
the algorithm's like, I don't know what this podcast is.
We heard
about
all these words in the audio. We'll serve it to all of these communities. So, do you like Mudang? Do you like ending your life early?
Here you go.
We don't know if we should serve this to
you're
you.
You're weird if you liked it. Yeah.
So now we're tricking. We're just using word. If this is our highest rated episode, it's going to mean I was right. That we tricked the algorithm into serving this to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So. I think has our friendship recovered from me not knowing who Pesto is?
Because
that was rough. No, I like Pesto.
That was now you get Pesto. He's a big penguin.
And he hangs out with Mudang.
So I bought a penguin costume and I'm trying to find out when I can film this. I almost did it last night, but I didn't. I have to get into the gym.
Okay.
In the penguin costume in my building.
So? That seems easy.
I know, but I don't want people in my building just seeing a woman in a penguin costume deadlifting.
Just don't care.
I have to.
I don't care enough.
You don't care enough.
You care.
Yeah, I have to care for Brad sometimes because Brad doesn't care enough.
I don't.
And it causes turmoil.
Public image. I'm a bit of a bull in a china shop.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
We're trying to work on Brad's public image.
Subtlety is not my strong suit.
Yeah. But
that is going to be addressed.
Yeah.
I think I'm in a good spot in my life where things are, I'm talking about potentially doing a live show, which won't be stand up. It'll just be a lecture, just like an academic lecture about social media. And I'm just going to yell at the audience and tell them to be fake and tell them all like the bitter and angry things that I've built up over the last 2 years. Oh man. Somebody tagged me in a video where, those guys that give out an iPhone some guy pretends to give her an iPhone. And the video gets a billion views. And then the woman shows up. She's like, actually, guys, it's fake. He didn't give me the iPhone.
Yeah.
He was nice about it, but he didn't give me the iPhone. And the video's going viral. I get tagged a bunch of times. And like, it just keeps on fucking happening. Like, people don't give away that much shit. They're tricking you. I don't understand why this is still... I'm done. Okay. I'm back to my center.
I was just talking to Kara about this yesterday. Yeah. I was like, yeah, sometimes Brad has to just like
tweak out a bit.
Go on a rant about how much he hates these types of creators. And then the comments section is always like, you'll go on a rant about this and then I say nothing. And then they go, wow, she really cares about what you have to say. And I'm like, guys, I have to listen to Brad talk about this all the time. So when he rants about it on our podcast, I just let him go. And I'm like, I give him a, yeah.
It's almost like a tick at this point where it's like, once every couple of days he does this. When they lie to you, they're just doing it for money. He'll wear himself out in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's like a sort of like dementia episode.
Fucking damn it. It literally is like my form of dementia. I'm going to be talking to Zev like, Zev, don't let anybody trick you into buying supplements. And that's going to be me in like my rocking chair in hospice being like, are they still lying to you? Yeah, no, there's nothing I can see. That even me giving up is another part of the rant. Like, I tried my best. I tried to fight.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
It didn't work. So I'm just going to keep that. I'm going to get back to center. Thank you for giving me my...
Centering yourself.
Yeah. I don't like to think about it too much because it makes me angry.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys. I don't know. Are we jaded? Are we Are we jaded old comics at this point?
I would say yes in some ways. I would say I'm jaded and bitter. I'm
still young. I'm still...
Yeah, she's way younger than me.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You're not even 30 yet.
I know.
You have so much. Dude,
I'm turning 29.
Dude, can you imagine how much comedy power you'll have in your 40s? All the bitterness and anger will have built up. You're still in your first form.
God.
Can you believe how much powerful you'll get as crushing disappointments keep building up upon you? and like your humor power grows into this gigantic fucking monster that topples Los Angeles.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Oh, man. Now if I get a fast pass.
Yeah, there's always a way out.
There's always a way out.
I feel like that should be the jingle. There's always a way out.
Oh, God.
So if you're an Anthony Justice.
Suicide itself should sponsor us.
Not a lot of dollars coming
Not
in.
Not a lot of dollars,
angle.
Yeah.
Basically,
yeah.
It's just Anthony Jeselnik might walk up and be like, that was pretty funny. And that's all the validation I would need.
That would be all the validation
so
I need.
By saying Anthony Jeselnik, now the algorithm's going to...
Maybe algorithm points us in his direction and he's like, hey.
It's like, hey, those guys know how to do a suicide joke.
That's
pretty good vintage. Suicide joke they brewing up there.
Yeah. Ooh.
Not as good as my vineyard.
but comparable.
Pretty good, yeah. So if any of our listeners out there are friends with Anthony Jeselnik, if you're friends with Anthony Jeselnik,
we say hi
and we love his jokes
and
about
we like him.
Suicide. Yeah. Jokes about suicide, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah.
In other news,
Mudang, huh?
Mudang is crazy. Dude, did you see the one where Mudang like runs around and is all wet?
And then he goes, ah!
I saw a heavy metal edit of Mudang where it's Mudang singing metal and it's really good.
If Kamala HQ doesn't get on that, that is a mistake. But
who's Trump? So if Kamala takes Mudang, who's Trump going to put up? like you can't have a presidential candidate have a meme and not come in with your own.
Trump himself is kind of a meme.
No, he's a meme himself, but he's going to need to like put up some sort of defense.
Fight, yeah.
You know, because at HQ they're like, oh, if Kamala puts up Mudang, what are you going to do? And he's like, can we get a Pesto on the phone? Nah, Pesto's already signed on.
Pesto's already signed on.
What if we breed? Get some
agency as Mudang.
Same agency as Mudang. All right, who else can we get? we could bring Pepe in. Oh, okay, Pepe's always reliable. We can throw in him as a meme. the meme wars begin.
meme wars. Yeah.
I do.
Bring
love
it,
that.
Reeling in the classics.
Yeah.
Cool. I saw this article the other day. Let me pull it up. It was a fucking like New York Post. It was the New York Post. Loner stabbed himself to death trying to separate two frozen burgers with a knife.
Oh no. What a horrible, sad death. Oh my God. No, there's no way he stabbed himself to death by separating. Did he stab his chest or his hand? and cut his own wrist. Like, there's different ways. Imagine you could
if it was multiple stab.
No way, it was multiple stab wounds.
Imagine he's like, no, I must fight the good fight. I must see this to the end.
Like, it happens multiple times. He's like, I won't let the frozen burgers win.
No, I got one more fight in me.
My final attack, pushing the blade against my chest. This will give me the leverage I need. Doing it on the countertop was a foolish move. I now see that was the error of this fight. So I'm going to push it against my chest. My rib cage will keep me safe. Oh, that is a horrible headline.
He's like, no, you thought I was done. No, I'm still coming.
But wait.
The burger's like, but how?
How's he still moving?
How is he still moving? He's stronger than I thought. I'll give it to him.
You know, I think the saddest part of the story is we'll never know if he actually succeeded. Because by the time the cops arrived, it's thawed out, so it's separated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did they separate before?
The cop's like, why didn't he just wait for it to thaw?
Why didn't he just wait for it to thaw?
You poor stupid man. Son of a bitch.
Ninth burger separation death we've seen this week. Looks like the burgers are out to get us.
Why didn't they take the fast pass?
Yeah. Would have been better than
pre-thawed. These general admission son of a bitches. Oh god. But that new he that the article, loner stabs himself to death.
They had to add loner.
They're like, fucking idiot.
God, they had to add loner
stupid
to it.
Stupid idiot that kills himself.
That person probably doesn't have anyone looking at the name crying over it.
No, we're crying. We're crying laughing, but it still matters because tears are coming out of our eyes. Hey, I'm sorry, man. Mm. If you're listening.
We're not sorry. These are funny jokes. This is good stuff. That is a very good headline. That is an insane.
Sorry that you lost a good fight.
That's a psychotic headline.
This is psychotic.
Why call him loner?
They're like, dumb fucking loser.
Oh, yeah. At that point, be like, pathetic,
sad
waste
beta.
Of a man.
Yeah.
Can't even separate burgers, chooses the fast pass.
I could do that with my eyes closed, loser.
I could do that just by waiting for it
waiting.
To thaw.
Yeah, with people who love me.
Man, but maybe
because I have family and friends.
Maybe he was really hungry. Maybe he was cooking a burger for a date. For his first date in years. And she was going to be there in 20 minutes. And he's like, shit, I didn't thaw the burgers. I got to get this done quick.
And
then boom, it's over. And that's what the date walks in to see.
And she walks in and she's like, oh my God.
And she's like, oh my God.
And then she leaves with the burger.
Oh.
Yeah.
How tragic. Burger, the uncooked
And then as he
burger.
Bleeds out, he's like, good. I'm glad. They got eaten.
This is what I wanted.
my efforts weren't in vain.
I finally made someone happy. Now it's hero sacrifices himself
to feed
starving
woman. Starving,
helpless, lonely woman. See, framing.
Fuck you, New York Post. You didn't have that angle on it.
Yeah, man. Next time, hire us to be your writers.
Hire us.
Hire us. We're exceptionally expensive, though. Very expensive. You get high quality.
Hero sacrifices himself.
Yeah, to save lonely woman. That is good. Man, so we've gone a lot of different directions.
There's been a lot.
We've talked about the directions, I think, twice already. But now this is our third time talking about how many directions we've gone with this podcast.
People must tune in and they're like, I have no fucking clue what is going to happen
in the next 30 minutes. I think they listen all the way through. I don't think people skip around a podcast like it's a radio station. Like, I don't like this bit. I wonder what the next bit is. And you skip 30 minutes.
Unless they're really against the suicide bits. And unfortunately.
If you want to listen to one of the most bipolar.
Our poor sponsors are like, God damn it. They're like, We're doing this
I know
again.
We sold some Factor Meals. And I know Ghostbed is going to be happy with this because when you...
Factor Meals is like, please, please don't try to... Please let our meals thaw.
Yeah, please
use the microwave.
Dude, that would... That suicide... That, it's not a suicide. That accidental...
That man who put his life on the line.
Now that is an ad for
sacrifice.
Now that is an ad for Factor Meals.
Yeah.
Don't want this to happen to you. You never need to separate our shit with a knife. Throw in the meal 2 minutes. Healthy, 140 calories, 15 grams of protein in each meal. 0% chance of you having to separate a burger. Stabbing yourself and dying alone in your apartment. Like this guy who's... And then they post,
this fucking
then they
idiot.
Post his face. That's right. Yeah. Gavin Irwin from Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah, this is him. His parents clearly don't care, else they'd be mad about this ad.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Do you think the wake was just like people being like,
I think
boo.
It was...
Or do you think, there was a wake because there was no one because he was alone?
I think once they posted that, the family and friends are going to contact us, man.
Man, I'm sorry.
They'll be like, he had a name. It was something, something, something. You call him by his name. Next time you talk about him, he was my brother.
Whoever.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm glad we could get a slam dunk on that last bit. Kane's laughing, so that's good. When our recording guy is on his cell phone, it makes me think I'm not funny. When he's laughing,
when they're giggling, we're like, hey, you liked
that one fucking killed.
Yeah, when our engineers,
because for a second they thought we were getting sincere, like, oh, you can't talk about my brother, what's his name? Oh, Jesus Christ. No, and seriously, they're going to know we're talking about him. They're actually going to call us.
Oh, man, wouldn't it be fucked up if they were fans, too?
Ooh.
I was fans of Brad and Stunt until they started joking about how my brother died.
Yeah. And then they'll be like, how'd your brother die? So, well, you see, there were these two frozen patties and they're really, really stuck together. You know how tough it is to get them apart? Yeah, sometimes you use a knife. Yeah, sometimes you got to use a knife. Sometimes it's pointed at your neck, right? Because you got to get the leverage. They're like, no, I usually do it on the kitchen counter. Nah, but like, haven't you ever tried it like this?
Have
you ever
used a gun?
Man tries to separate burger patties with loaded pistols.
Yeah, with AR-15.
Fired 3 rounds into his own body.
Yeah.
No, that is pretty funny. Would have gotten the job done faster, probably.
The patty jumps on him. He's like, ah. Yeah. He tries to strangle him.
Not you.
He's like, ah, this again. He's like, third time this week, but you know what? I think I've seen it all. I'm ready. I'm ready for this to end.
Time for my fast pass. Yeah.
I'm going to finally use my fast pass, and you know, I'm going to take you out with me.
Wouldn't it be fucked up if fast pass catches on? If like we originated on this like podcast, and then people start saying, I'm going to fast pass myself. And then 6 months from now, everybody's saying fast
Everyone's
pass.
Everyone's saying fast pass.
And I'm like, I started that joke. They're like, fuck you, old
man. They're like,
man.
Who are you? That like, joke's been around forever.
They're like, you didn't even know who Pesto was. I'll be like, you're right. But we came up with fast pass organically.
But 10 minutes later, I was laughing about it.
Yeah, he's so fluffy and goofy looking. Looks like a cartoon character. No, really, that video was very funny.
He would never stab himself on a couple of burgers.
But I do think that the family of the burger stabby guy, they probably tried to justify it to like the friends. They're like, that's so sad and pathetic. That's
he was
crazy.
Just trying to feed himself.
They're like, but they're like, but don't you also use this very specific hold next to major arteries, you know, for when you're doing it? Oh, that's got to sting almost as much as a knife.
I know. You've never nuked a burger?
Maybe his microwave was broken. You could have thawed it a little in the microwave first.
How hungry must he have been?
He thought, we got to really, that type of desperation is serious, man.
I wish I was a fly on the wall,
like,
you know?
Who knew what happened that day? Heartbreak, loneliness. Maybe he just got an amazing job. Maybe his mom just came back from somewhere. He's like,
Maybe he was just trying to stab himself, but the burger got in the way try to save him.
The burger was actually his only friend left.
The burger was like, don't, please. The burger gets in the way. He's like, why did you do this?
Six.
He's like, if we're going to go out, we might as well go out together, friend.
6 hours later, the burger smoking a cigarette in a blanket, talking to the cops. I told him not to do it. Burger on his back.
He sees the New York Post guy, loner. He's like, he wasn't alone.
He wasn't alone.
I was there.
He was with me.
We were friends.
He was with me. He was with us. Yeah, that's right. I'm the other burger,
Patty. Yeah, I'm the other burger.
That's right. I've been silent.
We are two.
Yeah, I've been silent throughout this whole bit, but you know, you should be.
But there were two of us.
There were two of us the whole time. We're brothers.
We were conjoined, but now that we've thawed, we're separated.
Now we're just a burger.
Now we're just the burger.
Before we were special.
Before we were special. Now we got a fast pass out of here.
Now we're just meat, which we are.
Which we are.
That reminds me of the scene in No Country for Old Men for some reason. Did you see that movie?
No.
Oh, damn it.
I know.
Hey, by the way, for
happens.
Listeners of our show.
No, now you can do the thing with the audience.
I have completed many episodes ago. Stanzi told me to watch Kaiju number 8 in exchange for her watching Neon Genesis Evangelion. I have completed my task. She needs to watch.
I will watch
every episode except for the last of Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I have to watch every episode except for the last episode?
No, I'm so sorry. There's one season. There's one major season.
You said every.
Let me explain. The very last episode sort of sucks. Just watch the last episode. Never mind. Watch the whole season of Evangelion, the original TV series. Just power through it. It gets really slow at times. And then watch End of Evangelion. And that completes your task.
So the first movie?
End of Evangelion. I'm not going to explain it. Just please watch. please watch.
Oh, great.
Please watch the TV series in its entirety and then watch End of Evangelion. And then I will finally be able to make the jokes and references that I want to.
Okay.
But very similarly, if you'd seen No Country for Old Men, the secondary joke I would have done would have been fantastic.
Got it.
About the burgers being separated and wanting to be special when they were. See, when those burgers were the cause of a death, they were special. They were conjoined. They meant something. But as they thawed and became trash, they were just normal burgers now, not newsworthy. That plays to a scene in that movie. I'm going to stop that talking about this now. Okay, cool. So we've gone on a journey. So the next movie you need to watch is No Country for Old Men. Is there something I need to watch? Even though technically I'm one over on you now.
You are one over on me. The next thing, you should watch Fruits Basket. I think it's cute.
It's a series that's like a comedy, right?
No.
Oh, it's not a comedy.
It's sweet though.
Got it. I will, how about
watch it with Hannah.
I can't finish Fruits Basket and have you not even start Evangelion.
You won't finish Fruits Basket for a while.
Because it's a lot?
Because they're like three seasons.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay, so you're assigning me a big job.
But it's cute and it's about family and there's some, I like it.
Got it. Well, I'll watch Fruits Basket in exchange for you watching No Country for Old Men. What a great episode it's been.
What a great episode. You got an anime recommendation. We talked about Mudang.
We talked about
that fucking idiot loser.
Yeah, that guy who killed himself. The burgers.
R.I.P., man. I get it. I've probably hurt myself at least trying to do that task.
Yeah, we got references. We got it all. Action, excitement. When you tune into this podcast, feel free to skip around a bit. It might be more fun.
Maybe it's more fun that way.
Are we getting introspective about our lives as artists in Los Angeles and like sort of looking upon the brink of our own survival? Or are we talking about Mudang and memes?
Or are we making fun of some dummy who killed himself on a burger?
Or are we doing an entire like meta bit about a guy who killed himself on a fucking burger patty? Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you guys.
You never know.
You never know.
We should set up like a late to the party bingo. like fast pass.
Yeah.
And like anime reference.
And Mudang.
Yeah, like callback. I think there's something there. Jokes, maybe we'll sell cards once we start making merch.
All right. So this is episode 22, correct?
This has been a lovely episode.
This has been a lovely 22. All right. And
we started this one with Beastie Boys.
Yeah. So I think we should probably do the same, right?
And
thanks for tuning in
to episode 22. Yeah.
Hope it was good for you.
Goodbye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.